News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. All right, we're back. I am in number two of the Triple Dipper. By the way, coming up top of the hour, you're going to want to stay tuned. Got my brethren Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson joining me for our weekly Grand Council. But, hey, listen, education. Let's talk about it. So somehow a moment ago, I got off on an all-of-the-above energy policy. That really wasn't my track. I was just using that as an analogy, and it just kind of ran rampant and then even had a caller on it. But nonetheless, I am really talking about all-of-the-above education policy. Why would you not? Why would you not? Now, I'm a public school, you know, kid myself, all right? Aside from the time that I spent in what they call the DOD schools, the Department of Defense schools overseas, I am a public school product myself. I'm a fan of public schools. I'm also a fan of private schools. My kids went to a private school. My wife worked at one for 15 years. I taught there. Great school. Blessing to us. So public schools, private schools, what I'm really a fan of, though, be honest with you, what I'm a fan of is a good education and the parents having a say. That's what I'm a fan of. I'm also a fan, by the way, of innovation in education. I don't mean like freak show innovations. I'm talking about getting back to educational rigor and literally kids learning. And I don't mean it's put aside all the crap that we're seeing being thrust into our schools right now because they think they can shape the minds of kids into young progressives. I'm talking about things like getting back to STEM, you know, the sciences and the mathematics and a deep education into the actual language that we speak in terms of grammar and writing and the arts and literature. And why would we not do that? And in doing that, and all of the above education policy, there's nothing wrong with that. When it comes to, you know, goods and services, we have the free market. You basically say, I'm going to build a better mousetrap. And if you do, people leave the other mousetraps and they come to yours. If you don't, you don't succeed and you go by the wayside. But not in education. In education, we do the same old all the time because there's no free market. You know, hey, it's what we do. It's just the K-12 way. And Alabama, by the way, is number 50th in the nation now. Number 50. And all of y'all in current elected positions in the state of Alabama, it happened on your watch. That includes the governor, who is the de facto head of the state school board. That includes the current state school board. That includes the legislature. All of it happened on your watch. But there's some high points, all right? And I was so excited this morning. I'm resourcing the show. Yeah, I got up, I think, around 4:45 this morning. I had my time just, you know, spending time with the Lord, and then I went to resourcing the show. And I didn't know what one of my triple dippers was going to be. I knew one was going to be on the pain at the pump. I'm calling that one Black Gold and Texas Tea. I know the other one's going to be Show Me the Money. I already did that one. I knew one, though, was kind of blank, and I was thinking, what am I going to do? And then I found a story on the top of FoxNews.com, dated today. It says, on kids and reading, William Bennett shares incredible literacy success in Montgomery, Alabama. Knock me down, man. And I say that because the Alabama Literacy Act has been a bit of a point of contention here in the last 6 months. But here's the thing. Speaking to Fox News Digital this week in a telephone interview about American students and literacy, former Secretary of Education William Bennett pulled no punches. He said, our nation is awash in bad educational news. While there's far too much of it, I believe what may be the very worst is a significant learning loss leading to precipitous drops in third grade literacy. Third grade. He goes on to quote the fact that studies indicate that if you're not reading at your grade level by third grade, that you're basically playing catch up the rest of your educational career. I don't know why that is. I don't know why third grade. It just, that's the number the studies have shown. That's like the line of demarcation. You can sort of struggle and be behind and then, you know, third grade, as long as at third grade, they say, as long as at third grade, you're back on track, that you are reading thereafter at grade level more successfully. All right, he went on to say, William Bennett, he went on to say he could speak at length about horrible literacy statistics emerging out of the states, but it does not need to be that way. He said, I'd rather focus on something far more important, success. Thank you, William Bennett, for bringing a breath of fresh air to an educational discussion. And oh, by the way, it's in Alabama. Bennett said he referenced three significant numbers, 18, 42, and 62. What does that mean? 18, 42, and 62. He said, respectively, those are the percentage of proficient readers in second grade for the school years 2018 through 2019, 2020 through 2021, and 2021 through 2022 at Brubaker Primary School in Montgomery, Alabama. They went from, in 3 years, they went from having 18% proficiency. The next year, they were all the way up to 48% proficiency. The next year, they were at 62% proficiency. They're adding on exponential levels of proficiency at this one school, which, by the way, is what you would have to consider an underprivileged school. He said Brubaker Primary School is known as BPS Amazing School, which it is, he said. The student body at BPS is 100% free and reduced lunch eligible, and it's the 98% minority population. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't try and tell me that, oh, it comes from the rich neighborhoods where all the mamas and daddies put all the money into the PTA and they give stipends to their teachers and they buy all the things for the classroom. No. No, it is not. This is in one of the worst school districts in the state of Alabama, which is one of the worst school systems in the nation. It is a 98% minority-based school. It is, the student body there is 100% eligible for free and reduced lunches, which means they all are at a low-income level. And yet, exponential increases in literacy. How is this possible? Well, he goes on to describe a pretty amazing thing. He says, Bennett explained the magnitude of the school's achievement. He says, in 2019, the comparable figure for Montgomery was 50%, and for the state was 35%. Brubaker started out well behind, and during COVID-19, it has still surged ahead of where both the district and the state were. So literally, take this into account. Underprivileged school, minority students, awful school system, in the state that's 50th in the nation, and during COVID. And what did they do? They exponentially increased their literacy rate. Why? Because of leadership at that school that sees a way forward and literally has the positive attitude to get it done. Bennett shared with Fox News Digital, it says that to better understand what was driving these successes in Montgomery, Alabama, he had, quote, a wonderful conversation with the principal of Brubaker. Her name is Jacqueline Brown Wright. Her enthusiasm and willpower for these children to succeed is amazing, just like the name of her school. He went on to say, Brubaker staff and its over 600 students live by six core values, and they mean it. The six core values that the principal says they go by are, number one, we work smartly. Number two, we respect ourselves and each other. Number three, we invite innovation. Number three, we reach our academic and behavioral goals. Number four, we help each other. Where am I at? I have four or five. And we are terrific in every way. I think I may have missed one. But nonetheless, those are the six core values that they have at that school. And they literally tell the kids, you are terrific. You can do this. Can you imagine? There's none of the, you're an oppressed or you're an oppressor. You have privilege. Or you are automatically behind the power curve because you were born a certain way, because God made you that way, you are this or that. No. It says we work smartly, we respect each other, we invite innovation, we achieve our goals, we help each other, we're terrific in every way. And these kids buy into it. And they've got some innovative programs going there. They have something, and I don't understand exactly what it is. I would love to know more about it. But it's a system they use called Amira. And it's an intelligent tutor that literally the kids read out loud and Amira, this device, hears them read and gives them immediate feedback on how they're reading. And then also gives using something that is built into the algorithm of the program, it helps the teacher then to find the things that will benefit that child who the machine just heard read. How cool is that? Apparently it's not that hard to get, because it's being used in schools all over the nation. Everywhere it's being used is being successful. And I'm going to tell you right now, Brubaker Amazing School. I love that. So yeah, Brubaker Primary School in Montgomery, Alabama. William Bennett shares that story. And I wanted to start out this whole thing about an all-of-the-above education policy by telling you it can happen. It can. And you can't, by the way, here's the thing. What really frustrates me is Brubaker is doing this in Montgomery. And again, let me re-encapsulate it for you. You've got one of the worst school districts in the worst state in the nation for education rankings. During COVID, with a almost 98% minority-based student body, all of whom, 100% of the students, are on free and reduced lunches, meaning they come from underprivileged families. And they went from 18% literacy to 62% literacy within a matter of 2 to 3 years. And yet, at the same time, our state legislature, who passed the Literacy Act just in 2 years ago, passed the Literacy Act to say that they will see literacy as being a big deal, and they will not pass kids forward after third grade if they're not reading at grade level. And oh, by the way, put a lot of things in place to help address those issues. Well, despite the fact that we can see success in Montgomery at Brubaker Primary School, the state legislature decided this year we can't go through with this because the teachers union being one, you've got a story right here, Lauren Jackson from WBRC. Teachers union officials hope for a 2-year delay on the Alabama Literacy Act. Why? Because it holds their feet to the freaking fire. That's why. How about this one? 1819 News, Brandon Mosley. Literacy Act requirements to be delayed. And they did. They delayed it. And yet Brubaker Primary School says it can work. And there are none of the excuses that are being used in the legislative debate that get around what Brubaker Primary School just did. All right, let's go ahead and take a break, Copper. We'll take this break. We'll come right back. They're happening in the world of an all-of-the-above education policy to include some innovation. Did you know that Charlie Kirk, that's right, the Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA, is now starting Turning Point Academies, private schools, partnered for economic rigor and, oh, by the way, love of America. Wow. We'll talk about that when I get back. Phil Williams to Right Side Radio. Y'all stand by. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. All right, hey, listen, I got a caller on line 5. Let me grab that real quick. JT from Lacey Springs, how you doing today?
Doing quite well. I'm kind of hot and sweaty being out in the garden picking weeds. But anyhow, just a couple off-the-subject things. First is being mad about the things that you have to talk to that's going on in the nation. It's just, it's depressing. Anyway, also every day at 5 o'clock, I get sad, you know, cause you have to sign off the air. You know, what can I say?
Oh, well, brother, I appreciate that. But,
tomorrow is Friday. Everybody loves TGIF.
Yeah.
What I'm about to say, I think, is a really difficult thing. Have a happy hour on Fridays, 1 hour of nothing but positive, good things to talk about. And like I say, it would be a truly difficult thing to do.
Well, you know, you're right, though. But I think you're right, JT. I mean, like a moment ago, I just had to grab hold of that Montgomery story and talk about what a great thing came out of Montgomery. Because if all we do is turn this show into a gripe session, then we're missing the fact that there is a whole lot worth living for. And
amen.
Amen. All right, man. Hey, thanks so much for the call, JT. Appreciate you. You have a great day. Well, that was cool. That was very cool. Hey, listen, you know, taking this, so first of all, are there problems in education? Sure there are. But we got that great story I just told you about Brubaker Primary School down yonder in Montgomery. But you know what I also like is when conservatives go, you know what, I see a problem over there and I want to do something about it. I want to do something about it. I mean, you've got right now, you've got activist charter schools. By the way, charter schools are paid for with tax dollars. So when you see this LGBTQ Dream Academy in Birmingham charter school, it's being paid for with your tax dollars. But what I'm looking at right now is a story that came off of Fox. My wife, Charlene, sent this to me yesterday, I believe. Yeah, the story is dated last week, but I missed it completely. But Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA, you know, a young guy who has really done a lot to give, I would say, to give a voice to millennials in the conservative movement, Charlie Kirk has decided to launch what they call Turning Point Academies. I mean, Charlie Kirk's organization's only been around since 2012. 10 years. Talk about making a dent. But it says Charlie Kirk is launching Turning Point Academy, the first of what will be a network of private schools focused on a classic pro-American curriculum and a rejection of critical race theory, wokeism, and anti-American ideas. Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA, said the first Turning Point Academy will be in collaboration with Dream City Christian School, an existing Arizona private K-12 school that will welcome more than 600 students beginning in the fall of 2022. That's a good-sized school, by the way. It's an existing facility. And I thought, okay, this is legit. This is real. They're going to do this? Well, right here in my hot little hands, which it ain't hard to have hot little hands on a day like this, here's a actual press release from Dream City Christian School welcoming Turning Point Academy. It says, we are excited to announce an amazing opportunity that God has given Dream City Christian School, which is to collaborate with Turning Point Academy, a project of Turning Point USA, to revolutionize K-12 education in Arizona. Both organizations, that's the school and Turning Point, are focused on raising a generation of courageous, spirit-filled, patriotic, principled leaders ready to impact their community and country for all the kingdom and for liberty. And it goes on to talk about the fact that they're going to foster biblical truths, exploration of truths, have a biblical worldview, create courageous leaders. Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk says they're going to put an emphasis on academic rigor, on training teachers. He said enrollment in Turning Point is already now open, and there are already more than 30 teachers and administrators on staff, and they are literally going to be going back to the classic pro-American curriculums of yesteryear that were so effective and kept us out of being last in the nation. That's huge, and I love that. And that kind of victory story is out there. And that is part of what's in all of the above. Now, that's a private school. You can't look at that and go, we shouldn't be sending our tax dollars to something that we're not. That's a private entity saying we see a need and we're going to fill it. And parents should have a choice. I believe that those tax dollars that we send to Montgomery, to pay for education, they should not be there to feed the system. They should be there to educate the child. And if the parents look at it, and decide that the best thing for their child is a private school or a different public school or a homeschool, those tax dollars should be there to benefit that child in an all-of-the-above education policy. And maybe one day we'll have leadership in Montgomery that goes down that road. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming up next, the Grand Council, me, Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, opining on matters of conservatism. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.